We keep things rolling here on the Sports Cubicle. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. He's the one. He's the only. He's Devin Tingle. And Devin, as a proud member of the District 214 family, as a reluctantly proud and excited former Elk Grove Grenadier, we have an amazing show, an amazing time coming up. Dev, what do we got?
Mercado, it's getting harder and harder to figure out how to introduce our guest. I can just say Chicago Bears legend. I can say 18-year NFL veteran. I can say the Bears' all-time leading scorer. But for now, I think I'll just say he's the head coach at Rolling Meadows High School. He's number 9 in the programs. He's number 1 in your hearts. He's Robbie Gold. Robbie, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having us, guys. I appreciate it. And sorry about the Elk Grove Village thing, you know? No big deal. We'll take it easy on you guys.
I really appreciate that because they never took it easy on me in my 4 years. So the first time will be the next time, okay? I really would appreciate that.
I did have a nice conversation with our head coach yesterday. So you guys are in really good hands. He's awesome. I love his vision for the program and excited to compete against those guys.
Well, I could tell you my household and a bunch of my friends are going to really appreciate that. I don't think they're going to hate you as much now. They can never hate good old number 9. What are we talking about? Dev, what do we got for our awesome guest today? Go ahead, bud.
Yeah, everyone loves Robbie Gold. So, Robbie, I guess my first question is, in December, you announced your retirement from the NFL. And about 2 months later, you're back on the football field just from the sideline. I guess, what made you go from playing football to coaching football and getting you back on the field?
Yeah, well, I was coaching another high school here locally, fell in love. I coach my kids. I have 3 boys. They're really young. And I fell in love with coaching. I think one of the most unique experiences that I've had in my career is, you know, somebody that has coached me along the way has always made an impact on my life. So, you know, football is a part of who I am, but it's also an opportunity for me to be able to give back and give these kids an opportunity at Rolling Meadows High School to understand what they could do as a group. And to me, I think if you can make an impact on a young person's life and shape them in a way that they realize how great they can be, that's why you get into coaching.
You know, somebody like you who has made Chicago and Illinois your home, even after all your travels and your family is now rooted here and it's so beloved within the community. And I wonder, what do you see in Illinois football? You know, I know you've talked about how amazing Chicago is and your family, but now that you're coaching and you've seen the talent that goes through it, and we always talk about Texas and California and Florida, what have you seen about Illinois football, the kids, the student athletes, the families they come from? What do you see about Illinois athletics that really just took something of your heart?
Yeah, I think if you look at kind of the history of people playing at a high level or any level, really, there's a lot of great players who played, whether it be the private Catholic league or whether it be the public leagues. You know, you can see a lot of the MSL teams. They have a lot of guys who are going to play Division I. They're going to, you know, Division II programs. And I think, you know, sports teaches kids sportsmanship. They teach them values and core principles of being better people. And giving back into the community. And to me, like, that's what's most important. And secondarily, I would say this, like, you know, there is a very competitive level of football that is played in Illinois. And I think it's going to be fun to be a part of that. It's going to be fun to watch our program grow. And you know, obviously, District 214, which you're really familiar with, has some really good football programs amongst them. So to be able to compete against some really good talent is something that, as a competitor, I can't wait for.
Yeah, Robbie, as our one co-host isn't here, Paul Shivari, he's a guy who's really big in the...
Paul slept in. He's sleeping in today.
Always, always. Yeah, you know he's never ready for 2-a-days, coach. Yeah.
He had a train to catch this morning, the nerve of some people. But he's very big in the high school football. And we all know Illinois, just as a state, has a lot of great high school football programs. I guess my question is, what made you, you know, choose Rolling Meadows High School to go coach at?
Well, first of all, it's close to home. Second of all, if you watch, the interview process for me was pretty long because I wanted to make sure that I went through and understood everything about the program to see how big of an impact I can make. The kids are gritty. They're physical. You can tell they love playing football if you turn on their film. Also, I think the community as a whole is super supportive. And it's it's great to be able to have that kind of atmosphere when you're walking into a place, because you want the community just as much as the student body and the administration, which has been amazing to work with and very supportive. So to me, there's a lot of boxes that were checked on, being able to run a football program, but also, listen, guys, this isn't about 100% about football. It's about kids. It's about growing individuals into better human beings. And to me, I just felt very comfortable with the fact that the administration and this school and this community, we're going to be able to provide that for the kids. And that's why you coach high school sports.
So, Robbie, obviously, when we're just day to day having the segments, I mean, you're a professional. You've done the 1000 and all the down the dial. You know the sports segments. And, so I sometimes wonder about the youth and them coming up through the TikTok era, the Instagram reel era, and how much pressure are on some of these kids that are going through the high levels of high school to college football to National Football League and dealing with everything that comes with it. And somebody like you talked about, this is more than on the field. For you, where you've experienced, you were in the league forever. You saw all the age groups come and go. You saw all the trends come and go. How much of it for you was that like a Batman in your utility belt type of moment, saying, I've seen it. I can help these young student athletes, no matter their level of skill, to deal with pressure, bullying, dealing with achieving your goals, failing and trying to get back up, all the things that you saw in the locker room day to day.
Well, what do you mean? You guys never tweeted I stink whenever I miss a field goal or something? I get it. I get it, boys. I get it. Yeah. I mean, listen, like those responsibilities as a head coach, I think it's about instilling confidence in our players to learn how to win. It also is about learning how to deal with failure, which is inevitable. But I think more importantly, you hit the nail on the head with, my experiences as an athlete will be able to resonate with these kids, and these kids are going to teach me too, right? Like it's, I want them to have ownership in the team. I want them to have ownership in kind of our traditions. I want them to have ownership in how we operate, because I think that buy-in's very critical. But I do think that those experiences that I have will be able to resonate with the kids to be able to get the most out of them. But more importantly, you talked about me transitioning out of football. At some point, sports are going to end, and our kids are going to be students first and athletes second. And to me, your education is going to carry your way further than any ball you kick or throw or catch or whatever. So to me, I think it's just instilling in them the principles of having success long after whenever sports is finished, whether it's at 40, whether it's at 21, whether it's at 25, who knows? But the reality is, at the end, we are going to be students first.
Yeah, so Robbie, I do want to touch up a little bit on what you just said there about how the kids are going to be teaching you along the way. From playing on the professional level yourself, is that relationships you had with some of your coaches back in the day? Like I'm assuming going back to your playing days, you found coaches that worked and coaches that didn't work, and that probably is going to, I guess, help what's the word I'm trying to say, influence how your coaching style is?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not a yeller. I'm going to be a motivator. Are we going to coach them hard? Absolutely. But there's always going to be a why to what we do. Because if there is no why and they don't understand the why, then frankly, it's busy work and I don't like busy work. And then I think from coaching perspectives, I've been able to see a wide different range of coaches, and they've definitely shaped me as a person, but they've also shaped how I'm able to communicate with these kids. And also trying to get a 5-year-old to hit a baseball or to run a football in the right play on this on the cart. All of that helped me prepare to become the best coach I can possibly be for these kids. And I'll use those experiences to definitely shape how this program works moving forward.
Just another minute or two with the new head coach of the Rolling Meadow Mustangs. He's Robbie Gold. We all
Listen,
know.
you say that pretty excitedly for an Elk Grove guy, Like
Listen.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate the enthusiasm.
I'm gonna hype you up. Look, we may never have gotten that W against you, but I'll take this as a side W for us. All right, Coach. Thank you.
Why the mini W?
Yeah, just a minute. We'll let you go in just a few minutes. But I wanted to make sure that everybody is supporting you guys, supporting District 214. There's a lot of great Illinois high school football, and I think you're doing a great job of spotlighting that, and more importantly, spotlighting these awesome student athletes. And I kind of wanted to get your opinion on this, because there's two young quarterbacks that are in the news right now that are not much older than the kids that you're going to be coaching. And if you're Justin Fields or Caleb Williams, how do you handle all this noise, all this stuff that's going on in today's day and age? today's world where there's speculation, everybody has an opinion, and up until April 25th, we don't know what's going to happen. But two young men, two young people dealing with that, how would you handle that in their situation?
Well, listen, you can only worry about what you can focus on now, right? You learn from what happened yesterday. You prepare for the future. But the future is never given. So can any of those guys know where they're going to end up? No. All they can worry about is preparing for what they have to do, the upcoming season, the upcoming draft, pro days, whatever that may be for them. But just make sure that their feet are present with where they're at.
What are they going to do?
Well, one of them is going to go to the draft, and then one is going to figure out what's next. So
he's a pro.
Again, it's you know, everybody has a different journey, including these kids in high school. And, you know, it's just a part of their story. And again, can you grow from those experiences of learning what you went through to not make the same mistakes twice, or to grow from an experience that you had? I will tell you that both of them, from an athlete's perspective, are going to be very, very motivated. It'll be fun to watch both of them play this year.
How excited are you for the summer? How excited are you for 2-a-days? How excited are you to get kids on the buses and into the dorms and to get those cleats onto those rubber tires that are those fields back from old dusty colleges?
Yeah, we're excited. You know, there's a lot of work that needs to be done yet. We're going through the schedule. We're working on our first game, which is in Pekin, Illinois, 2.5 hours away. So we're worrying about, hey, when are we leaving? What are the kids going to eat? You know, is there water and Gatorade on the buses? So there's some logistical things we're going through. But at the end of the day, like, the best part about it is just being around the kids. And I can't wait for that opportunity and get started and doing what I love is football. And, you know, it'll be a fun season. I'm looking forward to it. And I can't be more excited about the staff that we're putting together. I can't be more excited about the support I've had from everybody in the community. And, you know, hopefully our kids will take the responsibility of what they need to do as leaders in the community and in the school. And, you know, hopefully you guys see a really good product on the field come Friday nights.
Dev, last one for Coach.
Yes, Robbie Golds. I was doing a little bit of research, and I heard there was a rumor that you said if Jimmy G is interested, you'd make him your offensive coordinator. I'm just saying, do you have any – could you give us a tease on who your defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator might be, or is that you want to keep that secret?
Well, you know, we're keeping the same defensive coordinator. Odie's been an amazing asset to the Rolling Meadows, not only high school, but the kids in the program for 25 plus years. We have the offensive coordinator position out for application, which we're going through. So we'll know more there eventually. But I think just from, you know, the community, the volunteers, the outpouring of support that, you know, the LinkedIn resumes to the social media posts, whatever, wanting to be a part of our program is pretty special, and we're going to do what's best and right for the kids.
I'm telling you, if you bring in Jimmy G as your coordinator, that's too much. Now listen,
Jimmy G is an alumni of this high school. We'll have a position wherever he wants to do. So if he wants to draw up a play and we need to call in the red zone for him, we're going to do that, right?
Too much, coach. That's too much, all right?
Whatever he wants. I love Jimmy G, so, you know, I just wish I had his hair. You know, anything for Jimmy and his family. I know they're, I'm really close with them, and, thankful, to have him as an alumnus here, and, you know, probably might be the greatest football player to ever come out of Rolling Meadows. And to me, that says a lot about the volume of kids that have come out, but it's also, you know, the traditions of this program.
Listen, my cousin and my brother still talk about it to this day, playing against Jimmy G at Oak Grove Rolling Meadows right before he went on to college. So this is why it's exciting, because it is a family up there, right, Coach? Like District 214, these teams, and whether you're in the East or West, it's always Oak Grove, Conant to Rolling Meadows. It doesn't matter. There's a lot of great football, but you're, you know, always going to be number one in our hearts as the kicker for the Bears. But now to see you grassroots here in Illinois, in Chicago, and to see you being part of this, it's awesome to see you in the community. Coach Robbie Gold, that's a great ring to it, my friend. Thank you so much for making time for us here on the Sports Cubicle with Devin Tingle, myself, Mike Mercado.
Thanks for the time, guys. Appreciate it. Great talking with you.